On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, we reiterate how strange the Bolts season has started, look forward to what should be a spanking against the Yotes, and look at news around the league. Stay tuned. Season 3, Episode 8 of the Bolts broadcast. Mike Mitchelson with you. Chase Croshaw with me. How you doing today, Chase?
I'm doing all right overall. I mean, team could be doing better. Tampa Bay Lightning, that is. So, a little disappointed here to be talking on the show about it. But other than that, you know, personally, doing fine. Not too much going on. Just really chilling. How about you?
I'm doing great because this is the last episode that we'll be out before Halloween, and
it is.
I love Halloween. We've got some plans for Halloween. Well, not the actual day of, but on Friday, your girlfriend is hosting a little get-together at her new place, so that should be fun.
Yeah, should be a good time.
And then Saturday is going to be a busy day, a lot of college football, and I'll be all over the state. And then Sunday, I am getting bribed to leave the house. My sister's wanting to do a little get-together with her friends, so she said she would pay for a movie and popcorn for me.
What time should she do? Is it like a nighttime thing, like during like when trick-or-treating would be, or what is it?
No, so they're going to, I think they're going out to trick-or-treat, even though they're 10th graders.
Yeah, they're in high school, but yeah. Okay.
I think they're going out to trick-or-treat, and then from 8 to 11, they're going to do their little party.
Gotcha. Oh, well, very nice. Very nice.
So I figured maybe I go see the new Halloween movie. Maybe the new Venom movie.
There's a new Halloween movie?
Yeah, I think it's called Halloween Kills or something. I
haven't even heard of it.
It's the sequel to the Halloween movie that came out in 2018 or 2019, whenever it was.
I didn't see that one either.
Oh, okay. I mean, I watched it with Johnny, I think, in the theaters, and it was all right.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was nothing really to like worry about, so I just didn't even bother watching it.
Yeah, you know, the time of the year, though, might be the choice. Or I'm a big superhero guy, so the Venom movie I haven't seen yet, and I really want to, so I might see that as well.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Venom is like one of the few superhero movies that I would actually be interested in, just based on trailers and stuff. Looks like it could be interesting.
Yeah. I wish that Eternals was going to be out already. It's not.
No idea what that is.
Yeah, you don't know what it is, but it's a very large-scale MCU movie, the first one since Endgame, so very excited for that. But let's talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is a Tampa Bay podcast.
Right now, unfortunately, it is.
It's such a weird start. We talked about it multiple times already this season, that Tampa starting off a little bit cold, Vasilevsky not playing up to par, up to his standard, the defense struggling a little bit, the depth really hasn't been there compared to last year, but Steven Stamkos, he's stepped up incredibly. A lot of weird stuff. We predicted that coming into these last two games, Buffalo should be a win. If we're going to have a problem with a team, it's going to be Pittsburgh. Completely wrong on that front, as Buffalo smokes us, and then we get Pittsburgh right back, same score.
Yeah, just kind of flip-flopped, obviously. Craig Anderson played really well in Buffalo, still continuing that streak. I can't go on much longer. He's 40 years old.
You would think so.
It just can't. But, yeah, I mean, He was the best best player in this game. Obviously, the best goalie in this game, but he played really well. Then you flip over to the next day, and it was a pretty convincing win for Tampa. It was like, you know, they didn't have any struggles in the previous games. Team looked well. Vasilevsky played well, and you know, it was good signs after, you know, the first few games of disappointment. I mean, that was game number 6 on the year, right? Or 7? This game number 7 on the year, and that was the first regulation win of the year.
Not great.
No, it's a slow start, that's for sure.
And we said that Crosby most likely would not be playing the day of. We got that update that was, in fact, to be the case. So, really, we're breaking news out here on the Bolts broadcast.
Not a big deal.
It was a good game. And Tristan Jarry, who was Tristan Jarry starting? Yes, he was. This is a goalie that we've talked about before, that coming into the NHL, he had high hopes. Once he got here, didn't really play up to par. This year, he was actually pretty good coming into this game, but we were able to open the door on him and just light him up.
Yeah, I mean, it helped getting, you know, two empty netters there at the end. And, you know, Zucker broke the shutout for Vasky there with just over 2 minutes left. So that was disappointing. But, you know, Girardi's played still okay. He's looking a lot better this year than he did in previous years. But this Tampa team looked a lot more like they should and how we kind of expect them to. You know, we expect them to have pretty convincing wins most nights. And, you know, some nights where just an off night you lose that game, or maybe you play the Colorado Avalanche. Maybe they're truly a better team right now. Maybe they get a win that way, blah, blah, blah. But it was just nice that Game 7, we're finally really starting to see the right signs.
And this absolutely should be the case coming into Thursday's game against the Coyotes. They're at home. We've talked about it last week or last episode that the Coyotes, they are downright the worst team in the NHL right now. They look terrible. If this isn't a win, that's where I'm actually a little bit concerned. We talked about the Buffalo game, how it should be a win. It really shouldn't be concerning, though, if we do end up dropping it. The Coyotes, this needs to be a win. Like, they don't have a win yet.
Yeah, and I don't know how to even pronounce his last names, but I never heard this guy in my life until he made the Coyotes, but Carol Vejmelka.
Baskins?
Vejmelka. No, not Carol Baskins. it's probably not even pronounced Carol, but Vejmelka, however the hell you pronounce it. He's a starting goalie because Carter Hutton's out with an injury. Or COVID, whatever the hell it is. I think it's an injury. I don't remember. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's a guy who has no wins through six games, or four games, excuse me. Read that wrong. Has above a 3 goals against, below a 900 save. Like, it's just some dude that I never heard of before in my life. Was playing over in the Czech League. Came over. This is his first experience in North America. Doesn't really have he has very little Czech international experience. Didn't have, like, unreal numbers over in the Czech League. He had a losing record last year. He's just their guy now for a little bit, and Tampa loses this game, like, it's borderline panic button time.
And we talked, obviously, about how this team is so bad. Let's go through some of their numbers real quick. Their power play, sitting 28th in the league at 12.5%. The one thing that really shocks me is their penalty kill, currently sitting last. A good kill is what? Above 75, really above 78%, you're looking at a pretty decent kill. And then if you're over, like, that 82, 83 mark, you're looking at a pretty damn good penalty kill, right?
Yeah, I mean, the way it stands right now, Tampa's about dead in the middle of the league at 83.3. And that's even a little bit higher than normal. Like, with scoring nowadays, it's you know, generally a little bit lower.
So you've got the Coyotes currently sitting at 35.7% on the penalty kill. Last in the league, obviously, because that is atrocious. And we talk about how this Tampa Bay Lightning team should have a great power play with how many pieces they have. If they get any power play opportunities, this should be a guaranteed goal.
Yeah, it really should be. This game should literally be zero contest. That penalty kill percentage is clearly going to go up. That's not going to last throughout the year. That's just not possible in the NHL. It really isn't. So that's going to get better, but still, like, there's really no reason, any way, shape, or form, that Tampa should lose this game. They're better in every single aspect, every single way. You know, even in a season where Tampa's right now lining up a 3.71 goals against, which is a very, very, very high number, especially for a talented team. Arizona's blowing them out of the water at a 4.83. So, like, even in that aspect, they're still, you know, far above, beyond better. So, this is going to be an interesting game. If they lose this game, it could be classified as a trap game. You know, this could be some real issues.
Yeah, Arizona not scoring at all either. Sitting 31st goals for per game. Shane Gostisbehere leading their team in points.
With three.
So, it's not looking great for them, and this should be an absolute win for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But we've said that once or twice before this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. I really can't imagine any path to loss in this one, though. I really can't.
So you said that if we drop this one, then we start to have concern about this Tampa Bay roster. Let's just visualize what that predicament might look like. If we start to be concerned, if we start to panic a little bit, where do we have to fix this roster to get back to a place where we're comfortable?
it's probably just a philosophy thing. You know, you did something for the last 2 years, and it worked pretty well with some slight changes. But, you know, that was the last 2 years. Now we're in a new season. Things change. You just might need to change things. Because, like, this roster is really not the issue. It's a pretty talented roster. You know, our young guys like Kachuk and Radish are starting to, you know, really find their footing. Vasilevskiy, he's got to get a little more sound. Defense got to get a little bit stronger. And just really just the way that, you know, the forecheck, the penalty kill, power play strategy, just little things like that is probably what needs to be tweaked. And down the road, you know, when they're doing new things that teams aren't used to, maybe they can start, you know, taking advantage of teams different ways. I this is not any rationale for a coaching change or like a big trade or anything.
And now with that being said, I am just praying that we don't have to reiterate that in the next show.
Yeah, if they lose again and it's bad, then I'm going on next episode and I'm screaming for heads.
Screaming for heads, I like it. So that's the only game we have to preview until the next episode comes out. So we are now going to take this time to go to
I just want to say, before this quick, it's weird from last year. You know, we had games 3-4 days a week, no matter what. Like, sometimes 5 days a week, and we'd always be, you know, previewing 2-3 episodes. Now we only have one, and we only talked about two. It's weird.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange. I don't mind it, though.
No,
a little slower
pace. Yeah, I like the season going on longer. As much as I like, you know, hockey, I feel like it's better hockey when it's a little more spread out.
Yeah, there's still hockey every single night, but I think it's nice when it's split up like this, because if there is a team you actually want to watch, you're able to, you know? Yeah. If you are really interested in what Detroit's doing or something, and Tampa isn't playing, there's a good chance Detroit could be playing. Like, it's not, you know, constant go having to watch one team just continuously. You get that chance to look at other teams.
Right.
All right. But now we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings. NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't yet available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Thank you once again to DraftKings for sponsoring the show. Any type of sports betting that you need, make sure to head over to DraftKings. All right, Chase, let's talk about some league news. There's some big ones. When we look at the Chicago Blackhawks, we've talked about this situation before, but it seemed like nothing was coming out of it. Finally, we do get something out of it as Stan Bowman, he's stepping down. What else we got?
Yep. So, obviously, if you're not caught up with this, the investigation that went into the Blackhawks has proven that there was, you know, it was known about that these allegations, like, were known about within the organization, and they decided to do nothing with it. So subsequently, everybody that was left over from that team in 2010 is now gone. All the executives, Stan Bowman obviously is the big name here. So he's out of his job. He's also out of his job as GM for the Olympic team for the U.S. It's, you know, it's a terrible situation reading about things, hearing some of the things that, like, players said, and, you know, like, that all the players knew about this and still weren't willing to do anything, that, you know, Jonathan Toews was the captain of this team, and he didn't stop players from making fun of the guy who was assaulted. He, you know, he might have even joined in for all we know. You know, it's just a very, very ugly, terrible situation that this team and that these players and that this person who was assaulted are in. And it's unfortunate, but we're going to have a little more fallout, I'm assuming. It has shown that Shevoldayoff and Quinville both knew about it. So Shevoldayoff's GM up in Winnipeg. Quinville's coaching down in Florida, as we know. I got to imagine that something's going to happen with these two. They're meeting with Bettman over the next couple days. We're going to have more news, I would assume, here tomorrow after this releases. Literally, like, the second this releases, we'll have the news, because that's just how our show normally works.
Yeah.
But I can't say it's looking very good.
No, not at all. And for those of you who aren't too close to the situation, not really keeping up to date, we will keep you up to date with the next episode as long as we have that information of Quenneville and Shovel Day Off. It really sucks. Being in sports, we're here for the entertainment, the rivalry. Like, it's just fun. Sports is awesome. It brings people together. There's a lot of fun. But when there's situations like this, and this obviously has not been the first time in the NHL, let alone the whole sports world.
God, no.
It's ridiculous. Like, it hurts, because we're here to have fun. Players come into it to do what they love, as well as be able to provide for their families, and then stuff like this happens, and that just really ruins it. It ruins it for the fans. It ruins it for the players, and I don't know. Like, you're not going to be able to get rid of it until, like, there's no more bad people, unfortunately. Like, we can discipline afterwards, but what are preventative measures that we can take? I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just been, you know, I'm a very neutral person when it comes to things. Things don't really impact me too much. If it's something that's going on in the world, like, I just kind of know the reality of the world and that shitty things happen, and I've learned to accept that a long time ago, so things don't really faze me too much. But I do got to say, you know, it is pretty disappointing, being someone who loves the sport so much and is trying to make it my full-time career. Things that have just been going on really the last couple of years, you know, I followed this one guy on Twitter. I don't remember his name for the life of me, because I was a pretty new follower of his before he just stopped. And he was a black hockey fan, and he was like, he was supporting one team, and he was getting all sorts of racially driven comments towards him. You know, like, people calling him, you know, obviously horrendous things just because of the team that he roots for. And, you know, that's a horrible look for hockey. We're trying to grow the inclusion of the sport and shit like that. It just sets us back. Then you look at, you know, this situation, the Blackhawks, the Mitchell Miller situation with Arizona, the Logan Mailloux situation in Montreal. You know, it just, shit's piling up, and it just keeps getting worse. I mean, we're even seeing it happen in football too, with you know, John Gruden had his issues. Somehow, out of 650,000 emails from the Washington football team, it's just John Gruden's in trouble. Yeah. More shit's gonna come out from that. It has to. So, like, you know, my two sports loves are just incredibly disappointing right now.
Well, speaking of disappointing, this morning, the commissioner's office said that they aren't releasing any more of the emails. So they're going to continue their investigation and everything, but they're not, you know,
they're going to cover up as much shit as they can, because, like, it's so clear that there's so much shit in there that they're not exposing.
They said, they came out and said that they want to protect the identities of some people that may be targeted. And I don't remember the woman's name, but she asked, are we, by doing this, are we also covering a owner that might be in the wrong? And he said, I think it was the commissioner, Roger Goodell, said, no, we're confident that the owner, I think it was Dan Snyder,
yep,
is not at fault for stuff or something.
It's just a giant shit show right now.
Yeah, in all sports. Well, let's hop off of that, eh? Yeah. Let's head over to Travis Hamonic and how the mighty have really fallen. I mean, this guy was one of the top guys over in New York with the Isles. Then he comes over to Calgary, and now he's with Abbotsford, and just, he had it all, and now it's gone.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly what the situation was, but he signed in Vancouver and was planning on playing. Then all of a sudden, came out that he wasn't playing. People thought he wasn't vaccinated at first, and it came out that it might have been some mental health stuff, so he wasn't going to play. But now apparently he's reporting to Abbotsford, so I don't know what's going on in that situation, but I would imagine he's going to find his way back to the NHL with Vancouver at some point. Like, he signed a deal with them for a reason. It just might take some time, you know, get his footing back, whatever. That's why he's down there. But hopefully, you know, all is well, he can find his way again and, you know, finish out his NHL career on a strong note.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Let's now talk about Jonathan Drouin. He's coming out talking about some Shea Weber news.
Yeah, this is weird. Jonathan Drouin apparently said that Shea Weber is officially retired and he's been scouting for the team. Well, there's no paperwork filed to the league saying that he is retired. So weird situation. If he's retired, then, you know, he's vacating the rest of his contract and his salary and stuff. So really can't be officially retired, and he can't also be scouting with the team while he's with them. He could be like kind of just like working for the team, you know, in air quotations. But I don't know. Weird situation. I feel like we might hear a little more coming out. Obviously, Shea Weber's not playing this year. If you haven't been paying attention, he, you know, had an injury from last playoffs and he hasn't been able to play. We've talked about that once before. And I can't imagine that he would ever play again anyway. So wouldn't be too surprising if he was starting to do work for the team in that aspect. But like he wouldn't really be able to be technically hired while he's still under player contract.
Yeah, I feel like Moore has got to be coming out of this. It can't just be Jonathan Drouin just making empty claims.
Yeah, he's not lying. Like it's definitely happening. But yeah. He's just definitely not technically officially retired.
There's no point whatsoever for Jonathan Drouin to come out and just make something up.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything for anybody.
Exactly. So as of right now, we're treating it as such. Weber, most likely retired, doing some scouting for the team. Are we thinking like NHL scouting for him or?
Yeah, I can't imagine it's amateur. I'm sure he's just going to other NHL games, maybe some American League games. But usually when you're a player that goes right into scouting, it's usually as a pro scout. It's not too often as an amateur scout.
And I love when players do that. I like how the NHL franchise, they put that in there, how players can retire and become scouts. So seeing Shea Weber stay with Montreal, pretty cool story. I like that.
I like them doing it as pro scouts. As an amateur scout, no, that's my path I'm taking. That's for guys working their asses off and working their way up. The pro scout, I don't care. I know that already happens with the pro scouts. I'm just dealing with that.
I also love, like, coaching when players retire and then hop into coaching. Like,
that's great. I don't mind that.
I loved Patty Waugh with Colorado, how freaking fired up he was all the time.
Pulling his goalie in the second period.
Yeah.
Like, what are we, like, that was just absurd.
He was knocking down the glass that separated the benches. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, and I don't mind at all players getting into coaching. Getting into managing is where it's a little different for me. It works out sometimes, obviously. You know, it's worked out really well with Steve Yzerman. You know, you can look at what Billy Guerin's doing in Minnesota so far, even though he has allegations against him as well. You know, they're making progress since he's been GM. Even in LA, you know, Rob Blake's the GM over there. You could say whatever you want about that job. But there's guys, you know, that have got that opportunity that are doing okay. And Steve Yzerman's obviously the exception to the rule. He's going to be the first player that can get in twice for two different reasons. But yeah, I'm not, if you're a player, go into coaching, leave the managing for me.
If you're a player and you're retiring, don't go into media then either.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Now, I think there's a lot of good players that, you know, end up in media and have that personality. But sometimes there's guys in the league that don't have that personality. And it's like, stay away. Like, who's the coach for the Flames right now?
Oh, freaking Daryl Sutter.
That dude. He was on TSN for a while, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, oh.
So bad. It's even like Wayne on TNT right now. Like, yeah. It's not very good. Like, let's be honest. It really isn't. He's just the greatest player to ever play the game. So that's why he's on there. You know, you have Wayne and Biz is way better for that than Wayne is. It's not particularly close, but you know, maybe Wayne can get better as time develops. I can't imagine he does, but you know, maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? Keep at least one spot open for the two of us.
Exactly.
And then we'll be all good. But that's going to do it. We're going to head over to hockey name of the day before we end it off. We've got Daniel, or maybe Daniil. I don't know. Maybe it's Daniil. I'm going to go Daniil Tomasauskas.
Yeah, easy enough, right? Man, Daniil Tomasauskas.
I am good at this, aren't I?
Yeah, it's a fun name. So Daniil Tomasauskas is a 6'7", 243-pound defenseman from Lithuania.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Yeah.
If you were going to make me guess, I was just going to throw Tasmania. I don't know.
Yeah, no, not Tasmania. So, you know, he's from Lithuania and plays in England. So I'm assuming he grew up in England, but was born in Lithuania. Maybe dad played there. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. He's playing in some lower level leagues in England, but still pro. Not nothing special as a player. I mean, just kind of whatever. But yeah.
Hey, great name, and I finally got it with the correct pronunciations. I feel like I've been getting the correct pronunciations over the last couple, but you always throw in like an extra, I don't know, something, which is...
Well, then you're not getting the correct pronunciations,
are
you?
I think you're just over-dramatic when it comes to the correct pronunciations. No,
I'm just respecting these guys' names.
We'll see. I don't know. All right, let's head out with an outro, Chase.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you guys for listening. If you want to check us out on Patreon, support us over there, we'd really appreciate it. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. It's at HockeyPodNet. All right, I follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. That way you can get all the content you need between those three accounts. Go to HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. Find all the podcasts and network there. Boom, click the logo. That's an easy peasy lemon squeezy. Make sure to check out our blogs while you're at it too. Wherever you're listening, if you rate us 5 stars, send us your questions, comments, concerns. We'd really appreciate it. Whatever you do, do not forget to use code THPN. We sign up for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for watching. Listening. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.